Lakuta Sichas Chelik Tezvov Parsha Vayetze Sicha Aleph. Bekeshem with the Mevishnas Brachot to Yaakov Avinu, in connection with Hashem's blessing to Yaakov Avinu, Faratzta Yama Vakedma Vetzafena Vanegba, and you shall spread out to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south. Zogin Chazal, our sages tell us, Kolam Anegas HaShabbos, anyone that delights Shabbos, in Shabbos, Noisim Loinachla Belimitzarim, he is given an inheritance, a heritage, without any boundaries at all. An infinite heritage. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Oz Tisanag al Hashem, then you shall take pleasure, delight in Hashem. V'achalticha nachlos Yaakov, and I will feed you the inheritance, the heritage of Yaakov. Loi Kavram, why specifically Yaakov? So it continues there and it says, Loi Kavram, not like Avram, v'chulu, about whom it says, in regards to Eretz Yisrael, go to the length and to the width, to the breadth of Eretz Yisrael. So that's limited to the length and the breadth. The loikil Yitzchok, not even like Yitzchok, like about whom it says, to you I have given all of these lands, which is also a certain limitation. Elik Yaakov, but rather like Yaakov, it says, Nachlas Yaakov, I will give you the inheritance of Yaakov. Shekosuba yufaratzta yom avakeidma v'zafeinu v'negba, about whom it says you will spread out to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south. In other words, it's everywhere, all infinite. So that pasuk that talks about Shabbos, where it says, and if you will take delight in Hashem, meaning in Shabbos, I will give you the heritage of Yaakov, which is infinite. As is Yidua, aschar mitzvah is midah keneged midah. We know that the reward for a mitzvah is always measure for measure. It's in accordance with what you did, therefore that's what your reward is. Darfen verstehen, so you have to understand mitvos, is the mitzvah von einig Shabbos in abachina von beli mitzarim. In what way is the mitzvah of Shabbos, or the delight in Shabbos, a matter of that it should bring forth a reward of infinite reward? Because the far is oich ischar nachal b'mitzarim, and therefore the reward for it is a heritage which is without any boundaries at all. Adem inyan, this matter, as the schar fashmir Shabbos is the bracha for ufaratzta nachal b'mitzarim. This idea that the reward for keeping Shabbos, you receive the blessing of ufaratzta, meaning infinite. We find this in regards to Yaakov himself. Chazal zogen, our sages tell us, Avram she'en kasu by shmir Shabbos yorush ha'olam. Avram, about whom it doesn't say that he kept Shabbos, he inherited the world b'midah at a certain measure. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, kumis halach ba'aros la'olkar la'rachba. Arise and walk the land from to the length and to the breadth. The Geimer. So it's a certain limitation. Now, Yaakov should cause by Shmiras Shabbos, but by Yaakov it says that he kept Shabbos. Shenema vayichanes pnei ha'ir, as the pasuk says, that he camped at the entrance of the city, which the Medrash interprets as meaning nichnas im dimdumei chama, that he went. At the time, I guess, when the sun goes down, and he established his tchum, his area in which he can set up camp for Shabbos before Shabbos came. In other words, that he arranged himself in order to be able to keep Shabbos with the tchum and so on. Yorash ha'olam, therefore, shalei b'midah, he inherited the world without any limitation. Shenema, as the pasuk says, v'hoya zaracha kafar ha'aretz, this pasuk, ufaratzta yom avakeima. So earlier he had said that the one who keeps Shabbos receives ufaratzta nachlas Yaakov. Over here it talks about the Medrash says that it refers to Yaakov himself, that he inherited ufaratzta yom avakeima because he kept Shabbos. The Torah gives us a pasuk in which it teaches that he kept Shabbos. The Farshim Zanimazvir. The commentaries explain as the taich from the Verter Avram she'en kasu b'shmir Shabbos. Now, what does it mean that Avram doesn't say that he kept Shabbos? Is nisht as his vert bechlal nish demont in Torah as ad gehit mitzvah Shabbos. That doesn't mean that it doesn't mention anywhere at all that he kept Shabbos, because it is mentioned varim shteit toch by Avram, and because it says by Avram vayishmer mishmarti, he kept my what I wanted him to keep. Und Chazal teichen, and our sages say about this pasuk, afilu hilchas erev chatzeres, Avraham yedea, that even the laws of erev chatzeres pertaining to Shabbos, Avraham knew that as well, and he did those things as well. So obviously, Vayishmer Mishmarti does allude to the fact that he kept Shabbos as well. Nor, however, as is vetnish gezog befeirush, but rather what it means is there's no pasuk that refers specifically to Shabbos. It just talks about the entire Torah, Vayishmer Mishmarti, which even includes Erev Chatzeres, but it doesn't speak specifically of Shabbos. Nor Blois Bachlau, Eingeschlossen in all the mitzvahs from Torah Kula, it just talks about the general idea that he kept all the mitzvahs, including Shabbos, of course, Mashenke by Yaakov and State, the Derech Prat, whereas by Yaakov the Torah mentions specifically, alludes specifically to the idea of Shabbos, Azerot Gehit Mitzvah Shabbos, by telling us about camping outside the city, that he set up a tchum for Shabbos. Und wie bald da die Mitzvah von Shmira Shabbos wird in der Torah untergestrochen bei Yaakov, and since this mitzvah of keeping Shabbos is emphasized specifically about Yaakov, und nicht bei Avram, as opposed to Avram, where it talks about it in a general sense, is das Gufa abaweis, aber Yaakov is the key of Mitzvah Shabbos, gewinnt ausgeteilt von anderen Mitzvahs, that in itself indicates that Yaakov made a big thing of Shabbos. It was special to him, different than the other mitzvahs, and that's why it gets mentioned specifically in the Torah. Und zu lieb dem besondere Meile, is sein Kiyum Mitzvah Shabbos, in sein Kiyum Mitzvah Shabbos, hat er zurück gewinnt zu Birchus Uferatzda, and because of his special attention to keeping Shabbos, that's why he was Zeuche, he merited to have the Bracha in a way of Uferatzda. Euch darf man sagen, it also seems reasonable from what we say, as the Funbos von alle Protem in Mitzvah Shabbos, was Yaakov hat Mekayim gewinnt, that from all those details, all those individual details of what it takes to keep Shabbos, the mon the Torah befeirish dem prat von kavat tchumim, the Torah specifically teaches about the idea of tchumim in regards to Yaakov, that he kept tchumim, is verstandig, so it's also understood as chodsh de bracha ufaratzda da shaychus of shmiras Shabbos in algemein, that although the bracha of ufaratzda pertains to Shabbos, to keeping Shabbos in a generally Shabbos, all the details of Shabbos. Koloshen Chazal, as the sages actually say, Yaakov Shekosu Beishmir Shabbos, Yaakov about whom it says that he kept Shabbos, so it talks about Shabbos in general. From deswegen, but still, Hotzi Abazundere Shaiches zum Inye von Tchumin, it must have some special connection to the mitzvah of Tchumin specifically, and that's why the Pasuk talks about the detail of Tchumin, and that's what the Pasuk tells us about Yaakov's keeping Shabbos. So therefore, the reward for that Ufaratzda must pertain somehow to Tchumin. In andere Werte, to say it differently, Adi speziale Meile in Kiyum Mitzvah Shabbos, this specific, this idea that Yaakov paid attention to Shabbos, mit welcher Yaakov hat sich ausgezeichnet, that Yaakov was special about, hat sich ausgedrückt b'miyuchad in dem Kiyum von dem Minyan Tchumin, was expressed specifically in the keeping of Tchumin, of Tchum Shabbos. Darf man verstehen, so you have to understand. Number one, in was ist bestanden die besondere Meile von Kiyum Mitzvah Shabbos durch Yaakov, legab die Kiyum von derselben Mitzvah durch Avram? In what way was Yaakov's keeping of Shabbos different and more unique than the way Avram kept Shabbos? Was sliv den, vet is the month nor by Yaakov, which for that reason it gets mentioned only as in regards to Yaakov. Und was der Pfarrer hat er sich gewinnt zum Birchus Uferatzda, which is the reason that he merited to have Uferatzda in that way. Number two, Favos drückt sich äußer, die Meile dafke in der Minyan von Tchumen, why is this quality, whatever unique quality that Yaakov had in regards to Shabbos, why is that expressed more specifically in Tchumen? That man is verstehen, behagdim dos was the Mittler Rebbe Balagula von Yud Kislev. So we'll understand this by first explaining that which the Mittler Rebbe, who is, celebrates his Geula on Yud Kislev, which was when the Sicha was said. Vayetze is around the time of Yud Kislev. So what is he? He's a Mevayr and Zay Maimer Ata Echad. In his Maimer, which begins Ata Echad, he explains the Mechilut zwischen the Mitzvah von Shabbos and andere Mitzvahs. He explains the difference between the Mitzvah of Shabbos and other mitzvahs. Andere mitzvahs, wie bald zeir, oif nakim is durch an avayda vasiya, other mitzvahs. Since the way that you perform a mitzvah is by proactively doing something, you need to do something. Zainen do chilukim zwischen dem oif nakim, kiyam a mitzvah durch tzadikim gedoilim and dem oif nakim durch anashim pshutim. Therefore, there is a difference between how it is done, how that mitzvah is performed, whether it's a great tzaddik or a simple person. Tzaddikim gedoilim bazeir anochas tefillin keneged alev ve'al ha'roish. For instance, by the mitzvah of tefillin, when a great tzaddik puts on tefillin on his head and opposite his heart, By a tzaddik, their heart and their mind is on a very high, exalted level, as opposed to by simple people, where it's not on such a high level. By other mitzvahs, and the same is true for other mitzvahs, that when a tzaddik puts on tefillin, it's in a much higher level, in a much different way than a regular person. So also by every active mitzvah, the way you shake your lulav, the way you whatever you put into the mitzvah. Takegen the mitzvah of shmiras Shabbos. But on the other hand, when we talk about the mitzvah of keeping Shabbos, was bashteit von menucha und shvisa von inyan yasiya, how do you keep Shabbos? You keep Shabbos by refraining from doing any work. You're at rest. You're not doing anything. That's the way you keep Shabbos. Is the chendem nisht und in dem heder. So in not doing something, there is no difference between one yid and another. Both are not doing work. So there's no higher level, there's no higher way to do it. And even though the Rebbe mentions in the obvious question that isn't this true about every mitzvah lo sasa, which is also to refrain from doing something, but he says, no, there are many mitzvah lo sasa which do involve something more than not doing. For instance, we talk about the mitzvah that you're not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. So the real meaning of that mitzvah is that you have to have faith in Hashem, and that it expresses itself in refraining from doing Avodah Zarah. But the idea of faith in Hashem is, of course, can be done on higher levels and lower levels. Whereas by Shabbos, the meaning of Shabbos is to rest, and to rest is done by everybody equally. For a magam de shvisa for nadoshim shutim is for malachastam. Now, even though it's true that when a simple person doesn't work on Shabbos, what he's refraining from doing is ordinary work, simple work. The shvisa for nasiyas malachastam mishka. But then there is a difference. There are people that they rest from doing, let's say, the work on the mishkan. That's a higher level of work that they were doing. In Malachas HaMishkan, Oich is doch the Shvisa von der Avedas HaBirurim shol Yimei Sachoyl. There's also another level of keeping Shabbos, which is refraining from doing Avedas HaBirurim, the work of refining the world, which is not, the Shabbos is not the time for that. So that's even a higher level of refraining from doing work. The work that you're refraining from is a much more exalted level of work. He says, so that is, doesn't make a difference, because that says blois achilik in the inyonim from velachem is shavus, because that only makes a difference about what you're resting from. So you're involved in a higher level of avoda. Another person is involved in a lower level of avoda. But in etzem inyan from etzem ashvisa is an akel shavim mamish. But the act of not doing that work, everybody is equal to. It's just that you're resting from a higher level work, but the rest is equal to everyone. Und doch dem was es mekayim beshlemet de shvisa menucha, weil es is beinav keilu komalachti asuya. And when a person rests from doing work, and the reason is because he, in his mind, in his eyes, it's as if everything is done. Shabbos, everything is done. Umishum einik Shabbos, or he does it because, and also because of the delight of Shabbos, there is a mitzvah to delight in Shabbos, is a nishmahara klal basakav, and therefore he doesn't think at all about his work, the things that he needs to do. Is einloch einik odom lezed, there is no greater delight than that, not having to work, so therefore to be able to rest. So therefore you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Shabbos by refraining from work, and everybody does it equally, the same. the Tam Favos Allah Zenaglaich in the mitzvah from Shabbos, what is the reason that everybody, that Shabbos is such a mitzvah that everybody is the same in keeping Shabbos? Is the Mittel Rabbi Mevar. The Mittel Rabbi explains it in the Maimah. While the Iker HaMitzvah from Shabbos is B'menuchas HaNevesh B'atzmusa B'pchines Yechida Sholomayla B'pchines Agil B'moyach V'lev. Because the mitzvah of Shabbos touches the very essence of the soul, the core of the soul, which is the Inyan of Yechida, which is beyond any type of being able to be revealed in the mind and the heart. Yechida is so deep, as I'll explain, that it's not revealed at all. Das heißt, the mitzvah of Shabbos is verbunden mit etzem nefesh. In other words, the mitzvah of Shabbos is connected to the essence of the soul, b'chinas yechidah shebe nefesh, the very core of the soul. Und der Fahr seine Nishto in dem kein Chiluk inzwischen ein Yid mit den Zweiten. And that's why there is no difference between one Yid and another in the way that they keep Shabbos. Weil in der b'chinah von yechidah seinen alle Yidin gleich, because in the matter of yechidah, the essence of the soul, everyone is equal. Everybody has the same yechidah. From the Godel Shabbagdalim is the Pashat Shabbapshutim, from the greatest of the great to the simplest of the simple, everybody has the same Yechidah Shabbanefesh. And since Shabbos is about the Yechidah Shabbanefesh, therefore everybody is equal in the observance of Shabbos. When Loidem is the Mittel Rebbe Mevayr, based on this, the Mittel Rebbe explains, Das was mir sagen in the Tfilu from Mincha Shabbos, that which we say in Mincha of Shabbos, from you is this rest. From you means Hashem, of course. The rest comes from Hashem. And over this rest, they sanctify your name. That's what we say in Mincha and the Shemin Esra. So the Mittel Rebbe explains, Menucha Shabbos is Me'itcha Mamish. The resting of Shabbos comes from Itcha, from that level of Itcha. Von Atzmusa Yemusa Yisbaruch, which is the essence of Hashem. Und der Far is the Menucha Euch bei Eden verbunden mit Etzem HaNefesh Mabesh. And since it comes from the essence of Hashem, that's why it ties into the essence of every Yid soul. Bechines Yechida. Ba'al Menuchosim Yagdishu HaShemecha. What is meant by Menuchosim Yagdishu HaShemecha? The Inu from Mesiris Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem. Gefinzich in sein Ganzkeit Ba'al Eden Beshove. He references the inyan of Yagdishu Hashemecha, that it's connected to Kiddush Hashem, because Kiddush Hashem is found by every Yid. Every Yid has the same dedication to Kiddush Hashem. While the Keich from Mesirus Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem kum from Yechidush Nefesh for the same reason, because the ability to be able to give your life al Kiddush Hashem comes from Yechidah. And since every Yid has the same Yechida, therefore, ultimately, Kiddush Hashem is equal to everyone. And the Far is V'al Meduchosim Yagdishu Hashemecha, and that's why it's over this rest on Shabbos that is connected to Kiddush Hashem. V'arimun Nucha Shabbos and Kiddush Hashem Zayne Beide Gebunim Mit Yechida B'Nefesh. Because both Shabbos, the rest on Shabbos, and Kiddush Hashem are both tied into Yechida B'Nefesh, and that's why in the Shemin Esra we connect the two. Das was beginnes Yechidah Shebenefesh is ganz by Yeder Id. The reason that Yechidah Shebenefesh is perfect within every Jew, nishkuken de gevim matzav in seine keiches, notwithstanding what situation he is on his outer keiches, not everybody is equal in the outer keiches, is das the far. The reason is was Yechidah is legamri abgetragen von the keiches von the mention, is because Yechidah is completely removed from the ordinary keiches of a person. The ordinary behavior, the ordinary motivations of a Yid. See, is hecha von gilus, it's completely removed from any type of expression within the person, within the kaychas of the person. And therefore, the kaychas don't affect Yechidah at all. Das heißt, Yechidah shebenefesh in welch is hecher afilu von de bechinus makifim von de neshama. That Yechidah shebenefesh is higher not only from the pnimiyistike motivations that drive a person, but even from the makifim, which means things which are not integral, they don't function within the person's mind and heart. There are things that affect them from the outside. They are more environmental things that affect this person. Environmental doesn't mean from the world around them, it means from parts of the neshama which are not integrated into the guf, but levels which are stand above the body, are not involved directly in the body, but they do influence the body or the person in a peripheral way. But yechida is even higher than those makifim. Vorem euch zei habma be'erech tike virkung of a mention, because even makifim are related to the person. This is mevorin chsidus, as chsidus explains if a maimer azal, about what it says in the Chazal, Avagav de'inu lechazo mazayah chazi, even though they didn't see it, but their mazel, which means the part of the neshama which resides outside the guf, it saw the angels, you know, and it sees the heavenly things. As from bechinas mazel shem neshama, that from this level of mazel, which is from the makifim of the neshama, was thus is the makif of neshama, faln arayin hirhurit shuba to mention onachanas, that's where the sudden inspirations come from to a person. He didn't expect, he didn't prepare for this kind of inspiration, he didn't meditate. All of a sudden, out of the blue, you get this feeling of, I need to be better, I need to do tshuva. Where does it come from? It comes from the level of the neshama which sees things on a heavenly sphere, and that part of the neshama sort of, it drips down, it flows down into the part of the neshama which is in the body, which causes and triggers an actual pneumistic feeling of, I need to become better. So in other words, even the makifim have some sort of a relationship with the function of the person. But yechida is too removed to be able to have any sort of manifest effect on the person, until it would appear that yechida is completely removed from the person altogether. From the evidence that you see that it never has a direct effect, it would seem that it's completely divorced from the person. But of course, that's not true. It's the essence of the person, but it would seem that way. The far kenish zayin the hashrof from bechinish yechida in the kli aguf, and that's why the yechida cannot integrate into the body. Nochmer, even more, afilinishin the makifim shel adam. Not only can it not integrate into the body itself or to the person's mind and heart, but not even to the outer, to the peripheral effects, parts of the neshama which affect the person. Viluvushim and bayis, what's called the garments of the person, or even the house which in which you live, those are examples of makifim, things which affect you from the outside. Vasinzeis anisheri the makifim shel neshama. In those spiritual garments, in those spiritual home, that's where the makifim of the neshama reside. And the yechida can't even penetrate, they can't even integrate into that. Because these makifim are connected to the person and they are tailored to the particular, the specific person. Nishblois levushim, and this is true not only for those makifim which are called garments. The makif akara, which is called a makif which is close to the person, the garment you wear right on your body. And garments, even though they are out of the body, that they surround the body, but they have to be tailored that they should fit this particular person. They're close and they have to fit. But this is true even nor oich bayis, and even if it's true even for the, what's called the makifim of the home, versus a makif arochig, which is something which surrounds you but from a distance. The walls of your house protect you, but from a distance. Is vait for mention, it's the distance from the person, aber oich er, hat oich er, a shaychus ve'erich to mention, but even the house in which you live is also somewhat according to what you need. There are different people that have different needs from their home and so on. So therefore, even the bias which is distant from you, but it still is somewhat in accordance with what your needs are. So even that's too close to the person for yechida to be able to penetrate. Ken Dorton designed the ashrof in yechida. So even in the bias, even that distant makiv, there can't be yechida. Yechida can't integrate into that. But it's moved the legamri for mention because yechida is completely removed from the person. Now the ashrav and yechida is vises mevorit artemaimer. So where does yechida where is Yechida in regards to the person? So the Maimer explains, in the Dalet Amnes Shalom Adam, Harachekim Tachas Harichuk Asher Ein Richuk Yesem Emena, it finds itself in the Dalet Amnes, which means in the space in which you find yourself. Not in something which protects you and surrounds you and is close to you or even distant from you, but still protects you. But yet the Dalet Amnes don't really offer any protection. It's just the space in which you are. So that is considered something which is really distant from you, even though geographically it may be close, but in what it offers you, really nothing. It's very distant. And because of this, that it doesn't really affect you directly, the Dalet Amnes in which you're in, or even indirectly, therefore, Yechida can be there because it's Yechida, which is so removed from the person, it can find itself in a part in the space in which you're in, which doesn't really connect to you. Your space, your Dalet Amnes, doesn't really connect to you in a direct way. That's why there is a din, there is halachas which relate to the Dalet Amnes. That's why Dalet Amnes plays such a big role in the mitzvahs, in certain mitzvahs of Shabbos. The Chazal learned from Pasuk Shvu Ish Tachta V'Yetze Ish Mim Kaimai, as our sages learned the shear of Dalet Amnes from what the Pasuk says, each person should stay where he is and the person should not leave his place. From there they learn that this is the shear of Dalet Amnes, because if a person lies down and he stretches his hands above his head, that would be the shear of Dalet Amnes, or other ways of learning, but the Dalet Amnes comes from this pasuk. While in Shabbos is the gilif from Bechinis Yechida, the reason that Dalet Amnes plays a role in Shabbos is because Shabbos is the idea of the revelation of Yechida, but Hashra'asa is in the Dalet Amnes from the Adam, that the place in which Yechida resides is in the Dalet Amnes around the person. That's why it's related to Shabbos. Al pi kol hanal, based on this, is moving the shaychus from brichus of haratzta with mitzvah Shabbos. Now we can understand the connection between ufaratzta, the blessing of ufaratzta, with Shabbos. Ufaratzta is anachla b'li mitzorin. Ufaratzta, as we said, it means an infinite heritage. Voslami tosei, that in truth is does the mercha von atzmusei mahusei yuzborech. Really what that reflects is the absolute infinite aspect of Hashem himself. Which is the only true infinite, which has absolutely no limitations at all. So ufaratzta connects to the essence of Hashem. It comes forth from the essence of Hashem. And that's what comes through keeping Shabbos. Because it comes from me'itcha, from not a name of Hashem, it comes from a place in Hashem which is higher than a name, higher than any kind of expression, from the essence itself. So Shabbos, which is infinite, calls forth a blessing from the infinite, from the essence of Hashem, which is also equally infinite. Und das ist euch der Meile in dem Shmiras Shabbos von Yaakov und Shmiras Shabbos von Avraham. And that's why Shmiras Shabbos of Yaakov has this unique quality over the Shmiras Shabbos of Avraham. By Avraham is Teira Keilu dem Prat von Shmiras Shabbos in dem Kiyum von Klolos at Teira. By Avraham, what's mentioned in the Teira, that he kept Shabbos only as a part of the entire Teira. Weil sein Indien ist nicht gewähnt zum Beweisen begillen der Meile von Shmiras Shabbos, legabe andere Mitzvahs. Because Avraham, his focus was not to bring out the great quality of Shabbos as opposed to other mitzvahs. He just kept it as a part of all the other mitzvahs. In other words, that he wasn't focused and intent on revealing the inyan of Yechida, Gilu B'chinus Yechida. Dafke by Yaakov. It's only by Yaakov. Kavim Tzoy, which is the center row of the midas. Vos Dafke is Elu B'pinus HaKeser, in the center row is what attaches to Keser. That's what comes forth from Keser. That flows directly from the crown, which means outside of Ishtalshalus, the infinite aspect. Was Ba'em is given the Bittel Betachlus, but Yaakov was the absolute level of Bittel, like Keser. Was the far state, Al Sardomet Zuburgus Varatz, the Voyez Rachaka Afara Oritz. And that's why, as an introduction, as the flow in to Ufaratzta, is the Pasuk, and your children will be like the dust of the earth. What it means in the simple meaning, of course, means just as endless as the dust of the earth. But why use the word dust? Was Afar Vaist of Tachlis Abitl, Afar expresses the absolute level of Bittl. That's why this is the right flow into Ufaratzta. Hot Ba'em Meir Given Bechinis Yechida. Since by, through this Bittl, through this connection to Keser, by Yaakov was the, by him Yechida was manifest. Was Drik Tzechoyz Begili and Shmira Shabbos Kanal Barucha, which is expressed specifically in the idea, in the keeping of Shabbos, as it was explained at length just now. Al pi ze vet men euch verstehen verbos von ganz klau von Shmir Shabbos wer do is getel den inen von Trumen. Now we'll understand also why from all the other details of keeping Shabbos, Trumen is chosen. The Trum von a mensch is bedeimet zu de dalet amashaloi. The Tchum means the space in which a person is. That's similar to the idea what that we said before of the Dalet Amos that a person is in. For him, the Tchum is doch mekayimus ol ha'adam. The Tchum means the space in which the person is. The parameters that he sets up for keeping Shabbos, for settling in on Shabbos. The far lentman of esop fun pasuk al yetzei ish mimkayim. That's why the mitzvah of Tchumen is learned from the pasuk that says, a person should, the Torah says, a person should not leave his place. So in other words, Tchum defines the space of a person. You shouldn't leave your space means you shouldn't leave your Tchum. Tchum represents the space of the person. Similar to the Dalet Amos. Was von dem is moven, as the Gilui b'chinas yichida hat ha-shaychus to dem Tchum ha-sholodem, which seems to connect to the idea that the revelation of yichida, just like it's revealed in the Dalet Amos, so also it's revealed in the idea of Tchum. In Ander Averter, in other words, Kishem, Vises, Da Ashraf, from Bechinis Yechid, in the Dalet Amos Shul Adam. Just like as we said before, the Yechid, where does it reside in connection to the person in his Dalet Amos, in his four Amos around, that surround him, Azay Yeshlem Abderach Efsher, in a similar way we can say, at least we can offer the idea as Oich Da is Oich Da Me'ein Ze in a Irashra encloses the Gemogam from a mention in the Tchum, so that the Yechida also resides in the Tchum of the person, in the area that he sets up for his being there, the place that he's going to spend his time or his Shabbos and so on. And the Far Agam the Inyo from Yechida Drik Tzechoyz encloses the Kinkiyim for Mitzvah Shabbos. And therefore, even though it's true that Yechida is expressed in the general principle of Shabbos, in the general idea of keeping Shabbos, as he said before, but it has a specific connection to the mitzvah of Shabbos, which is Tchumen, which is the place in which Yechida resides in the around the person.